This is a snippet of Please Let Me Hold You by Baladria. The work itself is rated explicit, but this snippet isn't. I decided to record this as part of a voice team challenge, as it's one of my favourites. It's still a work in progress, but it's up to, I think, about 180,000 words now, so it's a bit long to podfic, and as Baladria's pointed out, it's got a lot of emojis, so it'd be an interesting one. But I thought, seeing as I'm not going to do the whole thing, I thought I'll give you guys a snippet and then you can hopefully be enticed to read more. So the context of this is that Ed has just come out of his first Stitch and Bitch session at the library. He's a Twitch streamer, and Steed works at the library with Lucius. Ed, how'd it go? Steed asked. The excitement in his eyes was charming. They're so nice. And look, they taught me how to do some basic stitches. This is going to take forever, because I'm so slow and I keep getting it wrong. But Ruthie was right. I just needed a good teacher. I also found out that there's a whole lot of sex happening at senior homes. Never would have expected that, but yeah, I can see it. Why not, eh? What else is there to do? There are like 15 love triangles going on, and wow, they really do know how to bitch. The shit they say about people is downright diabolical, man. It was fantastic. That's... Steed grimaced. Wow, something I could have done with not knowing. Those are some wild ladies, Steed. They told me they call it in your book club because they think you're kinda, I don't know, like, sensitive about it all. Lucius let out the biggest snort he could muster when he heard that, and Steed shot him a dirty look. What do you mean, sensitive? Ed kicked the floor with the toes of his boots. Prudish, I guess. Not in those jeans, Lucius mumbled, only just loud enough for them to hear, but quiet enough for them not to catch it. Steed felt a bit miffed, but also they weren't wrong. I mean, I like to show a modicum of decorum. I think that's only appropriate, particularly in mixed company, and even more particularly when they're old enough to be my mother, grandmother even. Oh, Ed said shyly. They didn't seem to mind me talking about it. Talking about what? Lucius asked, turning to Ed and resting his elbows on the counter and his chin in his hands. You know, Ed replied, not raising his eyes. I don't. Please tell us, Lucius teased. Steed's heart started racing. Sex. Ed talked to them about sex. His experience with sex. Steed startled himself by wanting to know both everything and nothing. He vaguely remembered people in Ed's live chats alluding to him having had many partners, including one who lied about Ed being bad in bed because he was angry Ed hit it and quit it, which Steed took to mean perhaps they had had one date which culminated possibly, probably, with a night of passion. Somehow, he hadn't thought of these details until this moment, probably because Ed himself had never said anything, but now he wanted Ed to say something. But he didn't want Ed to say something in front of Lucius. Never mind, Lucius, Steed said sharply, with a confidence he didn't actually feel. He'd never been a better actor in his life. But Ed finally raised his head and Steed saw he was blushing. His cheeks were a pink that Steed had never seen on him before. It looked nice. At noon, Evelyn came out to the desk to cover Lucius and Steed's lunch break, and Steed invited Ed to have lunch with him at a sandwich place across the street. Ed seemed uncharacteristically quiet and failed to make eye contact with Steed on many occasions. Ed, I hope Lucius's nosiness didn't upset you. Ed shrugged. No, mate, all fine. But it was not fine, because he was still quiet. The silence, for the first time, was awkward between them. At last, Ed said, Hey, I hope all that talk didn't offend you, man. I mean, it's not my business, you know. I feel kind of bad they said that stuff to me about you. I don't want you to think I was in there talking shit about you. You know I... I like you, Steed, yeah? I respect you. Oh, Ed, you needn't worry. I never considered you intended anything malicious. I was more concerned that you were put in a position where you felt uncomfortable talking about, well, you know, sex, Ed said breathlessly. Steed choked a little on his bread and drank some water. Yeah, that. Sorry, the bread is quite dry, isn't it? Yeah, he answered. Maybe we need some more water over here. Silence resumed between them, and Steed worked very hard to erase the way Ed said, sex, from his mind. He thought of the dirty menu on the table, the missing letter on the sign for toilets, the cashier's snaggletooth. But every time he saw those big brown eyes looking at him like a puppy wanting food from his master's table, his mind went right back there again. What was it like for Ed? Because for Steed it had never been anything that he had particularly enjoyed. It seemed like it was supposed to be an anomaly not to enjoy it. Did Ed enjoy it? He was certain that Ed must. Surely he was not in want of partners, admirers. Did he have a type? How did it work? Well, Steed had an idea of that, he supposed, from the books that Lucius had assigned in his book club. But how did it work with Ed? He could only picture Ed as he was now, dressed in black, with that silvery flow of hair, tattoos, a tongue piercing. He looked at Ed's mouth, searching for that piercing. And there it was, a small glint of metal when Ed's lips parted with a tiny gasp. Steed raised his eyes to see Ed looking back with a twinge of fear? But why? He looked at his mouth again, saw his tongue dart out to wet his lips. Shuddering, he turned his attention to the empty wrappings of his lunch. Should we head back? Ed inhaled deeply and said, I need to use the bathroom first. Splash some cold water on my face. Oh, Steed said, confused about why Ed would need that. I'll wait here for you then. The end.